Blog Talk Radio.
Let me touch the hem of his garment, touch the hem of his garment, and I will be made whole. Let me touch the hem of his garment, touch the hem of his garment.
Amen. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody, on this blessed Thursday night. Hallelujah. I don't know about you all. We all should be excited Anytime it comes to sharing the good news, the good gospel of God on tonight, amen. I just praise God for one more opportunity that he allowed me to be in the presence of God's people, amen. We thank God for God's sons and God's daughter, amen. We just thank God for just one more opportunity. And I don't know about you all, but I'm just excited just to be among the living on tonight and realize that God gave us one more opportunity just to come together on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go into a quick prayer and we're going to jump right into this word. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come before your presence tonight, right now, God. I ask you to touch your people tonight, touch your daughters, touch your sons tonight, God, that they open up their spirit ear, that they might be able to receive whatever you have to say. It's not about me, hallelujah, but God, it's about you tonight. I'm just one of your chosen disciples. I'm one of your daughters that you have chosen. Such a time as this that you have set me aside, God. So, Father God, I ask you tonight, God, that whatever I say and do, that you will get all the glory, you get all the honor, and you get all the praise. And we thank you again for one more opportunity just to be into the presence of the Most High God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, I shabak your name. I praise you. I worship you. I magnify and I glorify your name on tonight. Hallelujah. And for that, I just want to say thank you right now. If I had 10,000 tongues, God, it still wouldn't be enough. Because when I just think about all the things that you did for me and my sister, my brother, I don't know about it. I just want to tell the Lord thank you, because we didn't have to be here tonight. It's none of our goodness, but it's because of God's grace and his mercy and his unconditional love on tonight. So, Father, I said thank you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I pray, amen. I do give honor to Pastor E, amen, the man of God out of California, amen. He allowed the women to speak on Thursday night and on Tuesday night, amen. It is coming for the Night Network, amen, international. I honor him. He don't like nobody to really give honor, but we have to honor people that allow us to share the gospel, amen. Share the platform. I do give honor to Pastor E. I do give honor to my bishop, amen. Bishop Michael Martin, amen, out of Bluntstown, Florida, God Way Ministry, amen. We do give honor to everybody's particular place, amen. Pastor Terry, whoever else on the line tonight, I honor every woman, every man of God, every daughter, every son, every disciple. Woman, man of God, tonight I honor you tonight, and I just want to tell everybody thank you again. Hallelujah. Well, you know me, how I do. You know, I always see God concerning the peoples of God. Amen. I always see God. God, what would you have me to give to your people? Amen. Because we belong to God. Amen. So as I was praying and seeking God, you know, I don't know about nobody else, but I prepare myself like maybe 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month. I don't know. You know, I prepare myself, but, you know, we have to have room. If God want to change it, he can. Come on, somebody. If God want to shift the word, he can. So I seek God. I don't just come out and say, oh, no. I spend time. I fast and I pray and I seek God for what you have me to give to your people tonight. Hallelujah. As I was in my quiet time, my meditation, the Spirit of the Lord said, talk about three things for 2022. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The Bible, the Word of the Lord said, for this night, come on, somebody, 3:24:22. Amen. He said, restore, revive, and replenish. Uh-oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you all, but I need to be restored. I need to be revived. I need to be what? Replenish in what? In the earth realm. Hallelujah. So as the Father says, talk about this tonight. Share with the people. And I want you to break down every word so that people can get a good understanding. Come on, somebody. See, we just can't read the word. We got to be a doer. We got to activate the word. We got to do what the word of the Lord say tonight. The Lord says somebody can be restored. My God. You about to be revived, my God. And you about to be replenished. When? Right now. See, this is good right here now. Hallelujah. So we know we talk about Job. And let me tell you something, people of God. We need to stop saying that we have patience. Now you're talking about a man have patience. Job had patience. Because you know what? God gave him a promise. Hallelujah. He went through something. Come on, somebody. And all the things he went through, what did Job say? Though you slay me, yet shall I wait until my change come. Job said, at the appointed time, oh, my God, he knew that something was going to happen. So God said, I restore Job. Come on, somebody. So we don't need to say, I'm going to be like Job. Baby, you about to count the cost. So come on, somebody. So we just say, God, give me the strength to endure. Patience is a virtue. Oh, my God. Patience is when God is speaking. Can you still trust God? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. When God said this going to happen, when you ain't seeing nothing, you ain't hearing nothing, God is not speaking to you yet. Can you still trust God? God, you said you shall restore me. Oh, my God. Even God speak that. He didn't say when. He didn't say how. So when God give us a word, we got to do what? Go through the process. Can you trust the process tonight and say, God, you said you're going to restore me. Come on. Even in the midst of you waiting, you got to see us and Lord, I trust you. Come on, somebody. Sometimes God don't speak to us because he want to see where is your faith. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I hear you saying you got faith, but you really don't have faith for real. Because if you really got crazy faith, come on, somebody. If God says step out on faith, you will move. Come on. You wouldn't question it. You wouldn't say, God, did you say it? What did the word of the Lord say? My sheep, nor my voice of stranger, they will not follow. Ooh. Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay, let's go to the word of God. Job 2:25. Amen. Job 2:25. And I will restore. Oh my God. I'm up in a club right there on my own sin. Listen what the word of the Lord said tonight. Listen real good. This is what the Lord told Job. He ain't said what man said, what woman said. Come on. He ain't said that pastor, the prophet, the bishop, the apostle. The Lord said, I'm speaking to Job. Ooh, my God, I'm about to get happy right here, y'all. Oh, my God. Job 2:25. And I will restore to you. Ooh, my child, huh? Yeah, bye. Oh, my God. And I will restore to you the year of the excellence. So what you're saying? God's up and go back, up and go back, up and go back, up and go back, up and go back. Of years. That the locust has eat the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm. Come on, somebody. My great army, which I sent among you. My shop. Oh, y'all better get ready tonight. You better get ready. Verse 26 says, and you shall eat in plenty. Woo! Y'all, excuse me. I promise the word make me happy. He said, and you shall eat in plenty. What you saying? He said, you will have more than enough. You're going to have to give away some stuff because your pantry, your refrigerator, your freezer, your closet, your kangaroo, it's not going to be able to hold. The Lord said, I'm getting ready to restore to you some yield. Y'all better count this cost up. You better get your pen and paper. You better say, God, you said in 2012, 2013, well, how many years have been? God said, I'm getting ready to restore. You shall eat plenty and be satisfied. Ha! Woo! I'm going to say, Lord, I want to be satisfied.
in the kingdom. I want to be satisfied in your word. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm on the edge of my seat. Y'all got to excuse me. The word make me happy. And praise the name of the Lord, your God. He said, praise the name of the Lord, your God, that has dealt wonderful with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. What you mean? God say, you can't be disappointed. Because the Lord said, I'm giving it a restore some years. I'm giving it a restore some years. Come on, somebody. And you better hear what the Lord is speaking tonight. Verse 27 say, and you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, then I am the Lord your God. Come on, somebody. He said, I am the Lord your God. Personal. Make it personal. And none else shall never be ashamed. Realize. You got to realize what kind of Lord you serve. What kind of God you serve? What kind of Jesus you serve tonight? See, God, Lord is speaking to Job. He told Job, yeah, I know you went through this, you lost that, but Job never lost his faith. See, that's it right there. Come on, somebody. I don't care what you're going through tonight. I don't care what you're facing, the challenges in your life. The Father say, don't lose the faith. Job say, don't you slay me. Oh, my God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost right there. Job said, don't you slay me. Yet shall I wait till my train comes. He lost everything he had. Come on, somebody. Think about Job. Lost everything. Ain't come out no car, the house. Come on, somebody, the job. He lost everything he had. But what happened? Job said, I'm going to keep the faith. He said, I know at the point of time, my chain going to come. Come on, somebody. So tonight, we need to put ourselves in a place. God, if you did it for Job, you can tell the Lord, Lord, I lost this. Lord, I lost that. But, Lord, I believe you tonight that you're going to restore. Come on, I don't know about you all. Can I be real? Some stuff that I lost, I really don't want to bite. We got to be real just like be paranoid tonight. Come on, somebody. Some things that I did lose. I don't want to fight for people that I lost out of my life. I don't want to fight in my life. Come on. See, you got to be careful when you say, Lord, restore the things that I lost. You be specific. You better tell the Lord, Lord, I want this. But some stuff, I don't want to fight. Because guess what? It caused me too much pain, caused me too much grief, caused me too much sorrow. And number one, they were never ever assigned to your destiny, never assigned to my destiny. So I'm telling you tonight, if some stuff, I just don't want to fight. Can I be real tonight? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but I'm excited tonight what the Lord is doing, even in this hour right now. Hallelujah. Okay, Lord, we thank you, Father God. I bless your name. Here we go. In verse 28, and it shall come to pass, y'all ready? Verse 28, what the word of the Lord say, and it shall come to pass. If God said it, you can bank on it. You can go ahead and write, sign, seal, deliver. And it shall come to pass. So what you say, wait. Stay in your place, Bishop. Don't you move. Come on, somebody. If the Lord said it, he said, I settle it. I decree and declare in this earth realm, in the spiritual realm, in the spiritual realm, in the earth realm. Come on, somebody. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your son and your daughter shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream, your young men shall see vision. So restore. Restore is something we went through, something we met a loss, something that we had at one time and we lost it. But the Father said, what do restore mean, Prophet Lisa? Okay, you ready? Definition of restore, restoration, always in abundance, when something is restored, except for restoration, repairing, or renewing. I don't mind God restoring me because God say I'm finna do restoration. He said, I'm repairing. I am renewing you tonight. The Father say, I'm getting ready to restore some people on this line. I'm getting ready to revive some people tonight. I'm getting ready to replenish you. Remember, every word is re. I gave you three words, restore, revive, and replenish. When you got a word, R-E-E, that means everything finna be new. Come on, somebody. Tonight, I don't know about you all, but I say, God, I'm ready. Come on. God, I'm ready for you to restore me, first of all, what? In the spirit. We need to be restored in the spirit first. See, all the natural things, earthly things going to come. But I don't know about you all, but I tell the Father, Father, I need to be restored in the spirit. Father, I need to restore in my mind, in my heart, in my soul, in my spirit. God, restore me. God, renew within me the right spirit. Take away anything in me, not put it to your sight. Come on, somebody. Tonight the Father said, he's given me to restore us. He given me to revive them. He given me to replenish our work in the earth realm. See, God wants to be happy in the earth realm. Come on, somebody. We know that we all go get to heaven, but what about in the earth realm? God wants to be to enjoy every day of life. Come on, somebody. Every day you should see yourself as God is restoring you. Come on, hallelujah. Whatever it is, it might be your joy, your peace, your happiness, but the Father said, tonight I'm getting ready to restore my people. I'm getting ready to revive my people. I'm getting ready to replenish them in the earth realm. My God, hallelujah. Psalm 51 verse 12. I love the word. All the preacher hooping and hollering, but guess what? Give me some word, baby. I need a word to help me, gonna hold me, gonna take me. Why? I need to get it. Whenever I minister, I'm gonna give you some word. Come on, somebody. Psalm 51 verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Tonight, somebody's joy needs to be restored. You know why? Because you don't let circumstances, you don't let people stole your joy. We got to stop tonight saying the enemy, the devil. The enemy, the devil can't do anything to us, take this out. He got to go to the Father first, and he has to get permission to bother you and me. And the Father said, go ahead. You know why the Father tell the enemy to go ahead and test us and bother us? Because he know we ain't pray. We ain't fast. We ain't see God. Come on, somebody. All we been doing all day long, ripping and running, on the phone, on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. So the Lord will tell the enemy, hallelujah, go ahead, take them. Go ahead. You know what? Because the Bible say, warning come before destruction. The Father will warn us and say, the enemy's coming. I need you to fast. I need you to pray. I need you to seek me. He said, prepare yourself today. But if you don't know the voice of God, if you ain't listen to the voice of God, if you ain't put no time in prayer and fast, come on somebody, if you ain't got no word in you, when the devil comes, he's going to steal your joy. But Psalm 51 verse 12 say, restore to me. Come on, say, restore to me. Come on. Say, restore to me. This is not the word of Felicia. Come on, somebody. Restore to me the joy of my salvation and hold me with thy free spirit. What you saying? Are you willing? Are you willing tonight to say, Father, you say in Psalm 51 verse 12, the children is you finna restore unto me my joy. But when the Father restore your joy, don't you allow you, yourself, cause yourself steal your joy. Come on, we just say the joy of the Lord is my strength. He is. But why do you allow people to feel your joy? Come on. I smile all the time. People people ask me, why are you smile? I'm happy. Why are you happy? I love God. I love Lisa. Oh, my God. See, that's why I can say the joy of the Lord is my strength. In my weakness, he said we are what? Made perfect. Come on. We are rich tonight in the kingdom of God. Why'd you say that? The Father said, I give you access to the kingdom of God. Well, we said we Abraham's seed, Abraham's daughter, Abraham's son. Why you not operate in faith? Abraham was a man of great faith. Come on. God told Abraham what he said. Come from among your kindred. Go to a foreign country. You know nothing about anybody. Abraham stepped out on faith. He heard God. He moved with God. Say, and when he got there, everything he needed was in that land. Woo, hallelujah. What about if God tell you and me, step out on faith? Come on, somebody. See, that's why it's so important that people don't need to be familiar with Lisa. When you're hanging around our families and friends too much, they're going to lose respect from you because they're going to say Lisa. But when you learn how to keep it at a distance, and know how to do it, come on. They'll respect you the more. Come on. So we got to remember this with joy. The Father said he's going to restore tonight. But are you in a place? Ah, my God. You got to renew your mind. Renew your heart. Renew your spirit. David said, create in me a clean heart, oh God. Renew within me the right spirit. Come on, somebody. If you want your joy to be restored tonight, you got to learn to stop letting people steal your joy. Stop letting it get on your nerves. You got to learn how to shut it down. Come on, somebody. The Holy Spirit said he will lead you and guide you to all truth. How I know last week, no, this week, I was talking to somebody. But the Lord said, shut your mouth. They said, go ahead and say it. I can't say that. The Holy Ghost told me to be quiet. So since I did, now he said, Lisa, if you willing and obedient, you shall eat what? The good of the land. Hallelujah. Woo, this word is good right here. Okay, we're going to revival. Revive. How many know tonight, tell the Father, Father, I need to be revived. Father, I need to be restored. Restore to me the joy, Lord. Restore to me joy, the joy of my salvation. Tonight the Father said he's here. But he said, are you in a place, are you in a position yourself? So the Father said, oh, yeah, everything you need. The Father said, I'm here. I'm here to do this. But the Father said, are you ready to receive your joy? Tell us so hopefully to be healed, mental, emotion, spirit tonight. Amen. Let's go to Prophet Jeremiah. 30 and verse 17. Prophet Jeremiah 30 and verse 17. This is what the word of the Lord says. He's still speaking. The Lord is still speaking. Amen. For I will restore health unto who? Thee. And I will heal thee of thy wounds. Oh my God, tonight we got some wounds. We got some scars. But the Father said, Prophet Jeremiah said, tell my people on tonight, for I will, So don't say no possibility. The Father said, for I will restore health unto the wound, says the Lord, because thy called thee out of outcast, saying, this is Zion, who no man seeketh after. The Father said, tonight, I'm getting ready. I'm going to restore your health. Health, my body, my health. Come on. Now, we want God to do all the stuff for us. Now, you know if you're diabetic, you got high blood pressure, there's certain things you should be eating. Come on, let's be real. Some things you should be drinking. Now, we got to use wisdom. We got to have knowledge. Don't tell God to heal my high blood pressure when you're sitting there eating all that stuff you shouldn't be eating. Pork chop and chitlins and all that stuff. It's okay to eat it, but you got to know how to limit it, okay? Don't say God. God, you said in Jeremiah 30, verse 17, for I restore health. He said, yes, I will. But certain things stop putting in your body. Certain things we don't supposed to be doing. If you know it's not good for you, don't do it. Okay, come on, somebody. Do you wonder why your head hurts? And stop using all that salt in your food. Come on. Use the acid. Use Miss Dash. See, we can't tell God to restore God heal me. And God said, yeah, I would do all of that. But you got to be obedient to who? The laws of the land. Come on. If your doctor says, cut back on yourself. Cut back on your butter. We got to be obedient. The Bible says you be willing and obedient to eat the good of the land. So we got to be careful how we keep asking God to draw this stuff up. And God said, you ain't obeying. See what he said? You ain't ready yet to be healed. You don't want your health. If you want your health right, exercise. Come on, somebody. Drink more water. But certain, like me at nighttime, when I go to bed, I don't be craving for no cookies and candy in my room. I got a whole basket full of snacks. Guess what? I'm not in the tempt to buy that. Because I know when I go to sleep, I want to go to sleep. I eat some peanuts, something that's protein. And then I got to know, put that can down, Lisa. You get, okay, that's a no. See, I do for my own self, y'all. Come on, somebody. Because you know what? I want to have a healthy body. When we minister, we preachers of the gospel, you can't be eating all that stuff. And you're going to be tired. You ain't going to have, oh, I'm tired. Stop putting stuff in your body and bring harm to your body. Did you expect God to do something over? Come on. Stop saying, make me over again. When God says, but you're doing the wrong thing. Change. You want to have a healthy body, God to restore your body, God to heal your body. He said, I do all of that. See, when we got some wounds. What is wounds ill? Stuff we don't went through. Come on. In the natural realm, what is ill? When we cut ourselves, we had surgery, or we failed. There's a woman in our body that God is healing the wound. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Revive is the revive, restore us. Lord God Almighty. Make your face shine on us that we may be saved. The word revival literate meaning renewing or awakening. The awakening or quickening of God's people to their nature and purpose. Revival happen when God's people, y'all listen. Listen. It say revival. Renewing, awakening, the awakening, are quickening our God's people to their nature and purpose. Revival happens when God's people are preparing it to happen. You got to prepare yourself for it. Come on, you got to get ready. You got to get in place, get in position. Amen. God's people are preparing it to happen. When we are ready for it, Acts 2:1-4 say, let's go that quicker, y'all. I'm moving forward, y'all. Come on. Let's see what Acts say. See, that's why I say, I don't know about y'all. I'm a word person, and I have to have the word to back up what I'm saying. Come on, somebody. Acts 2. Uh-oh. Oh, this good, y'all. Acts 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with what? One accord in one place. If you want to see a supernatural move of God in your ministry, this is what the word of the Lord said. He said, when the day of the Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. What you're saying? Everybody's agreeing. Everybody's saying the same thing. Everybody's speaking the same thing. That means we're in agreement. Oh, my God. We should say hallelujah. We should be saying thank you, Jesus. If he said, everybody say hallelujah. What was it say? Hallelujah. If you follow the instruction of your leader, then everybody be on one accord, and then we all get filled. Come on. Verse 2 said, and suddenly, whoo, my God, suddenly there came a sound from heaven. What's the sound from heaven? What was the sound? God was speaking. A sudden there came from a sound from heaven as a rushing, woo, mighty wind. Somebody said, Lord, I need a rushing mighty wind. Lord, I need to feel the fire. I need to feel the fresh wind of glory. I need to feel it tonight. Send the rain, God. Ha, huh? Yeah, my whole shot up. It's a mighty wind, and it filled all the house, and we all can't be filled. Now, you got the word right here. Baby, we can't argue with the word. The word is right. It said, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Uh-oh. So, okay, here we go. We on one accord. We all sitting in the presence of the Most High God. We wake up God to send what? The wind. Mm-hmm. Send the sound from heaven. Rushing. So what you're saying? We don't never know when God's going to fill the house. But we got to come together one accord. In unity, we stand in a plane waiting on the Father to send the rushing wind, the sound from heaven, and say, he said, well, they all were sitting. All sitting together, waiting. Waiting on the sound from heaven. See, let me tell you something. When you go to the ministry, don't be distraction. Don't remember who comes through that front door, who that bite door, side door. You should be a place of focus. I can't afford a look bite. Look to my left, to my right. Because guess what? I'm waiting. The sound from heaven finna come. He said, the sound finna come. And he said, gonna happen when? Suddenly. Some of us gonna miss it. You know why? Because you're still not in a place where you need to be at. Come on, somebody. You got to be in a place. You got to be on one accord. You got to be in unity. You got to be. He said they was all sitting. Guess what they were doing? Waiting. What was they waiting on? It's time for heaven. As a rushing mighty wind. I can imagine that wind. The fire. The anointing. The Spirit of God was in that wind. Come on, somebody. So we need to get to the place and say, Father, this Sunday morning, God, I don't know about nobody else, but I'm not going to set him. God, you said there's a sound for the come of heaven. You said there's going to be a sudden. God, when the sudden comes, I don't want to miss it. Mm-mm. Come on, somebody. And verse 3 says, and there appear unto them cloven tongues like as fire is set upon each of them. Now, just imagine, if we sit in the place where we're supposed to be in right now, think about this here. He said, and there appear unto them cloven tongues. That means everybody speaking in tongues. Everybody going together. Now, you imagine if you get your people in the midst, you come down by right them, the person, everybody praying in tongues, everybody still say, Jesus. He said, I didn't say Jesus. Pray in your heaven language. So you need to be praying in cloven tongues. And what did he say? My God, hallelujah, I'm almost done. Verse 4 said, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Woo. See, right there, you get the people to come together. Don't lose your focus. Don't be distracted. Stay in that place. Your Father said he giving a release of sound. It's going to happen soon. Let me tell you something. Tonight, you need to reposition yourself, replace yourself, and you better stay in your place where the kingdom of God is. You ain't got time for no foolishness. You ain't got time for all the stuff going on. You don't want to miss the sudden. Give me sudden healing, sudden breakthrough, sudden miracle. Sudden. Come on. You gotta put your God something sudden for it to happen for me. Hallelujah. Why? I'm staying in my place. I'm in my position. Oh, Father, you say you're finna send a rushing wind. Father, you say you're finna see gonna happen suddenly. But God, we gotta be in a place. We gotta all be waiting on who? The manifestation. Hallelujah. Woo, this word is good tonight, y'all. Oh, my God, I'm almost done. This word is so good. I hope I'm helping you out tonight. It helping me. Now, the word I'll replenish me, the Father say, he's getting ready to replenish the peoples. Wherever you went through, the transition, the loss, the disappointment, the setback, the Father said he get ready to replenish you. Hallelujah. Five things the Father told me to tell you. When we are ready for it, I just read Acts 2:1-4. Amen. Five things. A need of holiness. What is holiness? set aside. We different. Come on, somebody. Amen. See, people are holiness. It's not about not wearing no earrings. It ain't about not wearing no makeup. It's about wearing a long dress to the flow. It's about set aside in your lifestyle. We're supposed to be different than anybody else in the world. What you mean, prophets? When we walk in the room, we're supposed to let out the light, supposed to be in them, and for the shine to up. We're going to walk in the room, and we're going to be to shift the atmosphere. Why? Because I'm holiness. I'm a Holy Ghost filled woman of God. I walk in power with demonstration. So tonight, we need to check ourselves. Can I get a witness? Amen. Verse 2 said, a need for power, Acts 1:8. Here we go. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria unto the utmost part. You can't have no the Holy Ghost, the power, the anointing. You got to have the Holy Ghost. I just read it. Did I just read it? For you shall receive power after what? The Holy Ghost. I don't care what you say. Do you got the Holy Ghost? I ain't going to say I got. When I open my mouth, the power of God, it shall flow through me. Come on. I don't know about, see, I got the real Holy Ghost. When I got the Holy Ghost, I had to sit and tarry and tarry. I ain't got nobody lay hands on you and then you, See, I ain't got a kind of Holy Ghost. I had to tarry for hours and hours and hours. And I'm glad I did. You know why? Because something in me, it had to die. And I'm yet dying to Lisa. Come on, somebody. Amen. And say, okay, here we go. Verse number 3. A need for love. A need for love. Do you realize religion people's is hateful, mean people, selfish, always think they right, can't nobody do nothing better than they do. That's religion people. Come on. Can't nobody tell them nothing. My grandbaby could tell me something. Come on, I'm going to listen to my grandbaby. I'm going to hear her out. It said, a need for love. Love in anyone that claims to know must show love. Must show love. A need for prayer. If we seek God for power, if we seek God for power, then we must be ready to spend time in prayer. You want more power? You got to pray more. You want more power? You got to fast more. You want more power? You got to die to yourself. We ain't got no will. The Bible said, let thy will be done. Come on, somebody. It says we must die to ourselves. If you want more power, seek God. Be ready to spend time in prayer. It is a known fact that prayer, it's a prayer. Number one priority. We must see the need to pray more. Lisa, I must see the need to pray. I'm talking about myself. A need to see the need to pray more. A need for Jesus Christ. There is a void. Baby, let me tell you something. I don't care how you say, can't no man fill that void in your life. Can't no woman fill that void in your life. Only Jesus Christ can fill the void. The void, people say, what's the void? That means we are empty. Jesus, the Lord, the God, is the only one that can fill the void in our life. Amen. That human always seek to fill, the only person that can fill the void is Jesus Christ. The prophetic of the end time revealed that many people, return to different sources to fill the void. Baby, don't, please don't do it. I'm telling you tonight, only God, only Jesus, only God can fill the void in our lives on tonight. Hallelujah. Only God, I'm going to leave this last scripture, and I promise you, I'm done. Amen. Psalms 85, verse 6. This is my last scripture, and I'm done. Psalms 85, verse 6. This is what the word of the Lord says. Will thou be angry with us forever? Will thou draw out that anger to all generation prolonged? We cannot say that we walk in the fruits of the Spirit if we allow anger, malice, pride, bitterness, unforgiveness, selfishness. That is, you cannot walk in the fruits of the Spirit. Every woman, man of God, we must walk in the fruits of the Spirit of the Lord. This word, I don't know about you all, I promise you, it helped me. See, when God give a word for any pastor, whoever you is, the word is for you first. And what the Lord says, examine yourself first. Tonight, I remember I said three things: restore, find, and replenish. If the Father, if God told Job in 2:25 that he get ready, he get ready to restore. You need to tell the Lord, guess what? I'm next in line. God, if you did it for Job, now God, you said in your word, you have a respectable person. So God, I ain't Job. I don't want to go through what Job went through. Because some of us, we know we got to be real. We could not go through what that man went through. We would have lost our mind. We probably would have backslid, front slid, side seat, any kind of side. So we know we ain't got that kind of faith. I'm not even saying myself. I don't know could I go through what Job went through. The man lost everything he had. Everything, y'all. Come on. Everything. All that he had was Jesus. He said, Lord, I got you and I got faith. And God told Job. Job says, God, don't you slay me. Ha ha. Don't you slay me. I shall wait till my chain comes. At the point in time, God told Job, I'm a son, I'm a restorer. Tonight, some of us need to increase our faith. Come on, some of them, we married tonight. Who married ain't married? If your wife, your husband ain't where you at, you know it ain't where you at. Let me tell you something. You better say, baby, just what the Lord say. You might not believe me. I know your faith ain't what my faith is at, but I'm standing on the word of God. If you can't wait, if you can't endure with me, if you're not willing to go through the process, if you're not willing to trust the process, if you're not willing to wait to endure with me, hallelujah, the Bible says, the race that you can scramble the scrum, but the one that shall, my mouth shall, yeah, endure to the end. Come on, somebody. You better encourage your spouse tonight. Come on, somebody. So listen here, baby. I know you don't understand. But if you could just trust the God in me, come on. And it settles it. It don't matter. She don't believe. He don't believe. All you got to do is say, baby, we trust in God. Come on, somebody. If we trust God with our own heart, what is it about? To trust in the Lord, lean not to thy own understanding. In all your way, my God. If you're not a God, then he said, I'm going to direct your path. That's what the word of the Lord says. Come on, my last scripture. I promise y'all, I know y'all said she don't fail again. Listen, I'm going to give you this last word, and I'm going to shoot this thing over to Pastor E, Pastor Terry. Let me get my last scripture for y'all. See, I like to keep the word of the Lord. See, sometimes we can say things, but some people, you just got to hit them with the word. Hit them the word, keep it moving. I like that. Hit them with the word. Keep it moving, baby. Come on. Come on. Here we go. My last scripture, y'all. St. Matthew 6:33. This is my favorite scripture. St. Matthew 6:33. Here we go. Jesus said, I'm speaking. I'm kind of encouraging people tonight. Jesus said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things, so it's on it. Go get more than one thing, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's a promise. You can close the book. But can I be real for 1 minute? Can I be real? We got to be real. We don't always seek first the kingdom of God. Come on. I'm going to be real even me. Sometimes I don't seek for the kingdom of God. I just go on my own intellect. Come on. But then when I mess up, here I come back. Oh, God.
Set my sister to three.
God, you told me, seek for the kingdom of God. I didn't do it. Hallelujah. But what about we got a God of compassion, a God of long-suffering, a God of enduring. And we serve a God of many and many and many chances. We fall down, we get up. Come on, tell my fuckers say, we fall down, but we get up. Don't stay down. Hallelujah. I pray the Spirit has blessed y'all. It blessed me. I'm still on the edge of my seat right now, and I don't know about you all, but I said, Lord, restore unto me the salvation of the Lord. I just want to do what God called me to do. It don't matter who believe in me. It don't matter who want to go. The Bible says, Lisa Carol Harris, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good. Everything I got today is about faith. Come on, somebody. When God told me to go get my 2020 Jeep Cherokee, guess what? I went by myself. Guess what? I didn't tell them where I was going. I drove out of town and got my truck. Came back home. My truck. So God say, now it's time for you to what? Upgrade. Somebody better upgrade tonight. Come on. You better come on. It's time to upgrade. Promotion time. Come on. I promise you. This is my last thing. I promise you. This is it. I promise you. My last word. When God get ready to elevate us, there have to be a separation. Stop crying. Stop hollering. God said, how can I elevate you when you hold on to some people? It's not signed to your destiny. Come on, hollering. How y'all know I had to let some people go? So God said, they were never signed to your destiny. You allowed them to hinder you. He said, the Bible said you weren't in the race well. Uh-oh, I'm going to mess you up. He said, you weren't the race well. But he said, who did you be with you? Oh, it wasn't the enemy. It wasn't the devil. It wasn't, come on, stop saying it. You got to admit, I lie, him, her, they, she, to call to me to what? Not to endure to the end. Hallelujah. I'm done. Is this in your, Pastor Terry, Pastor E, it's in your hand. I am done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
I'm going to
say
well, you know what?
Right?
See, that wasn't fair. That was not fair because you kept me on the edge of the wall. You know, you said you were done like 8 times. Then the Lord just kept using you. And then now all of a sudden you just cut it off and say now. Please. Anyway, great word. Great word. Great encouragement tonight.
Hallelujah.
I tell you one thing. When you said, if I stay with the word, for me, if I stay with the word, that means I won't go wrong. So, and everything I do, I learned to stay in the word, stay with the word, and let the word speak itself through me. And you did an awesome job illustrating that tonight. And I hope someone else out there is encouraged tonight. I know I am. I heard Pastor Terry in the background. I wanted to get in first so we could maybe get everybody else excited to come in. Go ahead, dial one. Pastor Terry, you're next, but go ahead, dial one if you want to get in this conversation. This is Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa Harris tonight, who has just sparked the fire on this broadcast tonight. And if you are here and you just don't know who we're talking about, I know you heard we called him Jesus, we called him Lord, we called him Savior, we called him the first, the last, the beginning, and the end, and he's the only reason we're here. And you want to know more about him, you're really why we're here. So dial one. We got a private green room that one of our leaders could talk to you and tell you more about him, because guess what? That's what helped us to know about him, that now we can understand him and have a relationship. So we want to talk to you too. But awesome, awesome, awesome word of God, woman of God. Pastor Terry.
Amen. You know what, Pastor E, Prophetess Lisa, all the listeners, I've been blessed. I've been blessed, my sister, my beautiful sister, because You know, the Lord in his word, he will restore, revive us, and replenish us when we call on him. I was listening to you preach the word tonight, and you were saying, you know, it took me to the fruits of the Spirit. Some of the things you said is, at the end, was self-control. God knew we weren't going to be able to control ourselves down here. That's why he left us the Holy Spirit. And like you said, we have to have communion with the Spirit. We have to have the relationship with the Spirit. We have to call on him all times, anytime. He's always there with us. So we have to utilize that Holy Spirit to replenish us, to restore us, and to revive us, because our spirit will get low. But like you said, you ended with the scripture, Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And I was like, Lord, I raised my hand. I testify I had it wrong. But I thank you, Jesus. When you open my eyes, it's just more you. So praise be to God, my sister, and I'm just blessed. I am blessed. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And then I thought we was going, like, I thought we was about to hit like a worship or a praise session. I didn't know you sing, girl. You, we fall down, but we get up.
We get up.
We fall down,
but
we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Come on, sing this with me. For a saint is just a sinner who falls down.
Hallelujah. I love that.
But we couldn't stay there and got up.
Get up.
Oh, yes, any worshipers in the house. See, you're going to start something else.
Hallelujah. Can't go back to be.
Amen. 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 So,
hallelujah.
Now,
hallelujah.
The lines are open. Dial one. Don't be scared. It's not hard. Dr. Terry, can you tell our listeners how long it took you to dial one?
Took me a long time. I was there listening, you know. But that's when she said, the Holy Spirit come on you. The Holy Spirit will have you push that push that one so you can get more
push
in tune. Because the Word of God said our faith comes by hearing and hear the Word of God.
Yeah.
And when the Word of God takes root and it touches your spirit, you jump in there.
Yeah.
I mean, the Lord said, come as you are. We don't have to know his whole word. Come as we are so we can get into his word. I thank God. I thank God when the Spirit told me to push one past three. Thank God. It's been a while, but, you know, it took the Spirit in me to push one.
Yeah.
But you've never been the same. I tell you one thing. This is why we're here, to be honest with you. Anyone who knows the Now Network, is that we're here to open up a door that you can get comfortable sharing, that you can get comfortable being a part of a family and a covenant, that it's not about finances, ratings, because you guys know, as long as one is on, we keep going. You know, it's like, when nobody died one. Well, I'll tell you right now, I just want to say this to Prophetess, because sometimes, you know, we'd be like, oh, I'm there, nobody was there. Our board is full again. We're at about 32 on our board, on our internet links, probably about 50 more.
Yeah.
So just because no one dials one does not mean that it has. And then, watch this. Our replays go into the hundreds.
Mm.
So we're being heard across our cities, our states, our nation, and over the world. And I just don't want you, I want you to know that just because someone didn't dial one, that you weren't heard. Area code 470, let the prophet speak. 0433, come on in. This woman speak now and be heard. Oh, now look, now everybody want to raise their hand. Yeah, please, come on in. Area code 470, last four, 0433. I think you got your phone on mute. Hit that button. We're going to try another number. We're going to come back to area code 470. That's Prophet. Area code 202, last four, 9202. You're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa. Pastor Terry, can you hear me?
I can hear you well. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure because I'm giving opportunities to the people who dial one. Now, this may be your first time. You may have to unmute yourself so we can hear you. Sometimes mm-hmm. we dial one and we might have hit the pound button and got muted. Unmute yourself and come on in. We are ready right now. We're gonna try another number, area code 334. You know what it is, Pastor Terry?
Pastor E.
Hey, yeah, Prophetess, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, I hear you, Pastor.
Okay, you know what the deal? You know what the problem is, Prophetess?
What's the problem?
Well, you remember back in the day, you asked somebody, hey, what's your number? Oh, man, 555-222. We done got so connected to this internet, we don't even know our own number.
Oh, Jesus.
I was trying to be funny. What if your phone died right now? Who would you call?
For 411.
See, 411 for information. Amen.
And they don't even do that. Praise God.
She said you didn't hear her. I told her try to do it again. Press one. Okay.
I'm getting ready to go down the line. Hold on. Let me go down the line and let's see if the next one. I'm gonna show it to the first person that knows their own last four. Area code 334, last four 1557. You're live on Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Prophetess Lisa. Area code 334, last four, 1557. You're live. All right, let's try this one. Area code 850, last four, 1106. You're live. Come on in. Say something.
How you doing?
Okay, there we go, man. We are blessed.
Okay, I've been trying to hit that 111. I just want to say I'm Bishop Martin. I just want to say awesome job to Prophetess Harris. Word well spoken. It's good to have the word to what you're saying because nowadays people are just going off of what they heard and not necessarily mm-hmm. what they know. So that is awesome, awesome, awesome word. Stay encouraged and keep on keeping on.
My God.
Thank you.
That was pretty powerful. That was pretty powerful in just what you said there, man of God. So I hope the audience has heard how valuable that was.
Yes, sir.
That's my pastor, Pastor E. That's my bishop, Bishop Morton. So I want you to call
me
Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Pleasure to meet you tonight. Preferably that we can connect. And I'm about unity. You know, I'm a PK kid, so I'm going to say this. I remember my daddy had like 20, 30 churches that they used to help each other and work together. That got lost. I'm down with that if anybody out there is. Get in touch with me. I really love Covenant.
Yes, sir. Same here.
Hey, man, let's get on. I want to bring another Covenant partner in because it's good to introduce everybody. Prophet Dwayne Woods. Come on in. This is Women Speak Now. Bring the prophet's closet to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. What's up, my brother?
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, on tonight. God bless you, Pastor E. God bless you, Prophet, for the wonderful word on tonight. I also like to use that one word, if we can, renew. You know, the Bible talks about renew your mindset over in the book of Romans, the 12th chapter. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be renewed. So we have to be renewed in our mindset when we're doing and handling the things of God. And so I love the word that you, and I'm with you, Prophet. I'm a word person. I love that word. Nothing separates that word. Nothing can beat that word. you don't even have to defend the word because it's the truth. And so I'm thankful for what you said on tonight. It was fruitful, elevating. You elevated the people's mindset. You did what Ephesians, the fourth chapter,
thus
talked
says
about
the Lord.
What we should be doing is encouraging the body of Christ. So there was a very encouraging and enlightening word. And I think if any of us listens to the word, we were inspired, we were uplifted. You let us know that, man, we still can do all things through Christ who strengthens us despite what we're going through. You even talked about in the book of Job. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I still trust him. But if we look at any other verses, Job still was going through in his mindset about what he was going through, but he had never allowed his mindset to be to give in to what was happening. He was always trusting in God. He was asking questions. When you're a believer, you ask questions. It's okay to ask questions to God. God, why is this happening to me? Why am I going through what I'm going through? And I'm pretty sure God will let you know. He would enlighten you. Hey, you're in a test. You're in a test. And you
yes,
handle
yes,
the test.
Yes, yes.
If you remember in the book of Genesis, when he blew into Adam, he blew some things into Adam that many of us have not researched on. We just think that he blew the breath of life in him. No, he blew more into him than just him waking
his
up.
Intellect.
Up.
His characteristics.
He blew some stamina in him. He blew some abilities,
man,
that we have not even tapped into. Amen. He blew some things. He blew some knowledge into him. He blew so many things into Adam.
Ooh,
and guess what? Because we are in the same line with God, guess what? We can receive the same thing. I got the same strength. Amen. So, wonderful word.
You got to go deeper.
Man, I'm releasing my
You know what? We
to
need
God,
a broadcast
man.
That we can really, I'm serious, you know, I love, see how the woman of God spoke the word, and it inspires the word, it sparks the word. But we really need a broadcast on this network where we really get into the word that a lot of us, we do our own thing. We need to do some collective stuff because we all saying the same things, but it just sounds differently. And most people get confused, but we be like, hey, I'm excited, but why can't we do something that we all get excited together about? And you keep, man, you fired me up 2 nights ago, 3 nights ago, 5 nights ago, and I'm ready to go wherever God is calling us to. And thank God for Prophetess for sparking the fire tonight.
Amen.
Okay, I just needed one amen. Look, we got a couple more callers that dial one in the midst of Prophet coming. Are you still there, Prophet?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Amen. Yeah, area code 202, last 4-9202. You're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa. Come on in.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I was muted. I'm unmuted now. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello. Can you hear me? Praise God. Prophetess Lisa Harris, my God today, bless you, woman of God, for this word in this hour. You are spot on in the Holy Ghost. And let me tell you why. Because you understand, and I know you do. Amen. Just in our brief communications that sometimes the pressures and the responsibility of ministry has this subtle way of just all, sometimes pulling us away from the things that really matter. And I say that, and it's like a two-edged sword. Even though our intentions are right, we have to always understand to be in the season and timing of God. So I thank God for the word that you've delivered in this season. It is a Kairos word for me because today I even spoke out of my own mouth. Lord, I need you to revive me today because I'm beginning to feel the pull, the weight of ministry. And I know that you said I would find rest as long as I stay in your presence. And I was just contending in my spirit and fighting and warring, woman of God, and feeling like I just want to go somewhere and just lay down. And this word that you've released, I tell you, I have been just encouraged, because I even, a woman of God just reached out to me. She says, I want to just pray that the Lord will allow you to be encouraged and strengthened today. And woman of God, I feel my strength and my encouragement in the Holy Ghost. Thank you so much for sending me that text and inviting me on the call today. Amen. I am so encouraged. I am strengthened. And I pray that the Lord will pour back into you what you have released in the pour to us on tonight. The Lord bless
Hallelujah.
You, prophetess.
Thank you. Thank you,
Ooh,
my sister. God
Hallelujah.
Bless you. Appreciate it.
I was encouraged
Hallelujah.
By that. Is it okay,
yes.
prophetess? Can I get a little bit of that, too? We love encouragement, because when I encourage you, you encourage me. That means you're just
That's
as strong as I am.
Yeah.
That means you can go just as hard as I can. That means you realize you have the same 24 hours a day as I do. We can do the same. We can lift our hands all day together, because God has created us, watch this, in his image. I got a sermon on prophet talking about the breath. Let's not go there. Come on. We got a couple of callers that dialed earlier. We want to give them another chance. I'm not closing your line if you dial one okay earlier, because I believe God is calling us for a corporate prayer at the end of this.
Yeah.
But let's give these earlier callers an opportunity to come back. Area code 850, last 4-4213. You are on Women Speak Now with the prophetess. Come on in. Say something. Amen. So that was an accident for sure.
I just thank God for the word. It was a blessing to my soul.
Amen. See, now we got some agreement going on. Woman of God, I agree with you. I thank God for the word. It was a blessing to my soul. My soul is enriched. My soul is encouraged. My soul knows that it can push my spirit and my strength to serve God. And serve God together. Hallelujah,
yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Area code 334, last 4-5-2-4-2. Come on in, say something.
This is
Women Speak Now.
Okay, I just want to say how much I was blessed by the word and uplifted, inspired. My spirit is stirred, because that is a word that does give you encouragement, and I was blessed, because when she read Psalm 51:12, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Hallelujah. Something went through me. Because you all need to be restored, revived, and replenished to have a free spirit. And I thank God for the word tonight. Prophetess, she brought it on. She always do, and I was just so encouraged. I'm telling you, that's what we need, something to keep us going. That word would do it. It's the word that makes us clean, and I thank God tonight for you all allowing me to be on this line to hear this word and be blessed by this word and be encouraged by this word as I'm restored, revived, and replenished. I thank God.
My God. You better take off running. You better take off running, woman of God. You better take off running on the three R's. Hallelujah.
And
if you ain't running, I'm running for you.
I thank God for this broadcast. I really do. I've been blessed hearing it. So I want to encourage you all, just continue on with it, because a lot of people are getting blessed. A lot of people of God, a lot of people that don't know God. And this is just, it's wonderful. It is wonderful.
Yes, it is.
It is wonderful.
Yes,
and I'm excited. I'm excited.
Hallelujah.
And I thank God.
We'll come back on Mondays, come back on Tuesdays, come back on Thursdays, and come back on Saturdays. And this network is here for you. And if one of those empty days, somebody is speaking to somebody's heart that you need somewhere to speak, whoever invited you here, have them get in touch with me, and you'll be on the network next week if you're ready. Don't play with me.
Okay.
Woman of God, awesome, awesome, awesome job. Let's see. We're going to go one more time and see any more dial ones. No, we haven't. And I know that as you have heard the encouragement, everything that you sold, everything that you deposited into us has been replenished.
Yes.
So I know this ending prayer is going to give us everything we need in agreement, because we, as long as we have two, and I'm with you, so that means anything we ask in his name is done.
Yes, it is.
As you pray us out of here, just let God release through you what we all need to take away from here, that our lives are never the same. Change, rearrange, and transform now by the Spirit of God. Come on, pray us out of here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we hear the word
Jesus.
Of the Lord of tonight, that God, you say in a sudden, God, you said a sound going to come from heaven. And God, we thank you for the sound. Oh, my God. We thank you for the rain. Hallelujah. We thank you for the fresh wind of glory. We thank you for the fresh fire tonight, oh, God. God, you said we were all sitting in one place, and all of a sudden, a sound came from heaven. And God, you said you sent the wind. My God, my God, my God, my, oh, my, Shanda, ooh, Shikima, Yomo, Shama, Father God, and my, Shiko, my, Toma, Bate, Yeba, Ikama, oh, Shaka, Yema, Dubosi, Mato, Babato, Bataya, Shikimo, Shudede, ooh, God, send the fire, Baba, Shoo, put my Domo, the consuming fire tonight, oh, God, we all be consumed, Mama, Do, Shama, elevate your people's mind, Mama, Show, Baba, oh, elevate your spirit tonight, the heart, my heart, that home. Ooh, God, I spend the world tonight to bring conviction upon
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God, we are getting a place of sin. On a sudden, thing going to take place, my God, that out. God, you said tonight, suddenly, move, oh, my. Ooh, we got to be in a fine position where God send the sudden blessing, the sudden breakthrough, the sudden supernatural. Move on, God. My Koba Shaddai. Ooh, God, let us come tonight, God, in a corporate agreement, a corporate, one mind, one spirit, one heart and soul tonight, God. Manda do bataya. Ooh, she keep herself over. Ooh, she keep her. Yeah, man, do bosa ko. The Spirit of the Lord said, if you believe now, you shall receive. He said, this very hour, my call, Jesus, for the Lord said tonight, my mind go by, I shall reveal to my people the secret thing, the hidden thing, my tobacco, the revelation shall fall upon my people tonight, my tobacco, there shall be a great awakening. Ooh, my, Earthquake, my Shakur Bata. Prepare yourself, the Lord saying, for the next journey. Prepare yourself for your next assignment. It shall be greater, my Shakur Bata. Yeah. Ooh, the Lord said, I'm sending the rain. My Mamatu Baba, Yamamatu Bata. Yeah. Ooh, God said, let them hold my shadow. Me come down. We receive tonight, God, the sudden blessing, the sudden breakthrough, my God, my papa, your papa,
my
prepare yourself, mama, prepare, the Lord is saying, tell my people tonight, prepare yourself for the sudden, whatever you need for God to do sudden. He said, you prepare yourself, you stay in play, stay in position, the Lord said, he give me to do it. Oh, the Lord said, Prophet Dwayne. The Lord said, my mind. The Lord said, promotion coming to you, Prophet Dwayne. The Lord said, he said, prepare yourself, man of God. He says, get prepared to write the journey. Get prepared to write the books. The Lord said, that book is some of you. The Lord said, he unlocked the deep thing, the secret thing, my God. If I get up ahead, a persevering mountain, it shall fall. You, the Lord said, my Tobas,
my God,
He said, prepare yourself, you and your wife, for the ministry. The Lord said, he is sending you tonight. He's sending your boy
Father. He blessing you. I don't know if she's been looking at this building.
In the name of Jesus.
I see a building, Pastor Parker DeWayne. I see a building. I don't know if you've been looking at this building, you and your wife, but I hear the Lord say, prepare yourself. My. For journey. Now, my sukkah by time. God said, he enlarged your boredom. He's going to bless you. And as the Lord say, he gave it to blow your mind. My time. Yeah, my time. Ooh, I heard the Lord say, the Lord said, new location. I don't know what you've been preparing, you and your wife talking about some things. I heard the Lord say, new location. Ooh, my God, the assignment, your next assignment is greater. The next assignment, the Lord said, he's going to supernatural blow your mind. I heard the Lord say, he's making your name great. Ooh. Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, the Lord said, and not network, Pastor E, not network, international corporate. The Lord said, and not network, international corporate. The Lord said, he's going to spread your border. Pastor E, get ready. Elevation comment.
I stay ready. Go ahead. Stretch your Let me help you.
Stretch your the network.
Pastor E have no problem with that.
Worldwide, nationwide. Ooh, my God.
Come on, stretch him. Stretch him. I need everybody on the broadcast. Help us all. Help us all say, stretch past these borders. Come on, everybody on here. Just say, stretch him.
Stretch past these borders.
Stretch out these
borders.
Be in agreement with me. Say, stretch his borders.
Stretch him, Lord.
Stretch the borders, Lord. Hallelujah.
Stretch the borders.
The Lord has to you shall have your own airplane that you shall be able to travel and fly for different nation and country. So let's say, prepare yourself, Pastor E. Elevate some time. That people come up under you, but God say, he said, you got to go up so they can come up.
Let's go. Elevation. Can I get somebody else out there to agree with me for the prophetic word? Elevation.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Because you know when you agree with me, that same blessing comes to you.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
My God. Hey, oh, boy, elevation.
Yes, elevation.
Just bear with me for one quick second.
Go ahead.
And if anybody, and I'm not stepping on nobody's toes, please hear me when I say this. But when the prophetic word is coming, you got to listen to the word. When you interrupt the prophetic word, everybody can't hear the prophetic sound. There's a frequency that we have to stay on when a prophetic word. If that's just like if God is speaking to you, you're not going to speak until God is finished speaking to you.
Yes.
You got to hear the prophetic word, because there's a prophetic atmosphere that we have got to stay in when it comes to the prophetic sound. There's a sound that outweighs every sound in the human natural mindset, and so when the prophetic word comes, there it should be silence until the word has been finished speaking to you. And because if you miss, you're going to miss some ingredients. That's like a cake being made. If you don't put all the ingredients in the cake,
I'm glad
you're
nobody
not
missed no ingredients
everything.
Tonight. I'm so glad nobody missed no ingredients tonight. Because when you know prophetic, you hear prophetic.
Sound.
You move on the prophetic. When? Now.
Yeah.
So when
I'm not
prophetic
waiting
sound
on it,
happens,
I'm on it.
Just stay in the vein. In the vein of the prophetic of the sound. You know, there's a wavelength that everybody must ride. You have frequencies. Pastor E can tell you about the frequencies. You have a low frequency and high frequencies. We are in a high frequency.
Norm.
And you've yes. got to hear the sound. Got to hear the sound. But the woman of God, it's, you know, when it comes to ministry,
like
my wife and I, we are two entities trying to be one in ministry, because she was the forerunner when I was still out in the world. But then when God began to increase and move me and thrust me forward, my wife had took the back seat and allowed the prophetic sound to lead. And so when ministry happens, it happens because of how God moves and guides and directs me. I'm not overpowering my wife because we're one, but when things move, it's because God is trying to get me to move this way or move that way. Now, when you said something about the elevation, yes, elevation is getting ready to come, whereas a man of God has 28 to 30 churches, and he put me over all of them as the senior and lead prophet. So every prophet that is in those 28 churches, I will be the head over them, but not the head, if that makes sense, because God is the head. I'm just an orchestrator of the prophetic. And so we'll be starting the school of the prophets. And so I'm just a humbled individual who I don't deserve it, but God has made ways, and I'm just going to stay in a vein where God wants me to be. And so thank you once again for the prophetic sound. I didn't get a chance to hear everything because I'm at my job, so that's why I was trying to press in to hear the sound. The sound,
right.
The prophetic sound that everybody is attentive to that individual. And so when somebody is prophesying to somebody, I get real quiet. I want to hear what the prophet is saying to the individual.
That's right. Listen.
You know.
Yeah.
So I'm listening. I'm a listener, and I hear very well. And so, woman of God, thank you. Whatever God has me, that's where I'm going to leave it at that. If he wants me to go to Cambodia, guess what? I'll go to Cambodia. Wherever
that's
the church
it.
Is at, I'll go there. I'm not, it doesn't make a difference of how big the church is or how small the church is. It's wherever he wants me to go, that's where I'll go.
You know, but I was leaping for you, prophet, because you already go. People don't know how many
Amen.
Different states you might turn over in 1 week. I do.
Glory.
And I was leaping in my spirit because I know that your ministry goes with you everywhere you go. And while your truck is rolling down the street, it's all up in the country. It's all up in the cities. It's all up in the suburbs. And because that's what God has given you in that sound. That's why I was just so encouraged when you said that, is because I know your sound permeates. Don't ask me to spell it, but over the highways, the byways, and inner places, that those that are you know, because we are really looking for that sound right now, and through all of the things that we've happened over the last 2 years, and now all of a sudden it's over. No more masks, no more tests, no more vaccination cards, and all of a sudden now everybody's looking around like, I need a sound because I've been hearing the wrong things. Thank you, my brother, for pressing in on that, because that is very important. When I hear the sound, I'm not waiting for somebody else to hear it, because I'm supposed to hear it, and I'm going to leap for joy. I hope I don't say this wrong, but I really don't want nobody else to hear what God is telling somebody to tell me, because I know God, and I know his voice, who's already spoke to me, and then when I hear somebody that's right on to what he's already said, I can't do nothing but give him thanks and give him praise for agreement. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. This, you know what? These broadcasts are getting later and later and later. Let's see what time is it. We went 30 minutes past again, and that's not a bad thing. That's a great thing, that as we move into our arenas and our areas of ministry, that we really can you know, really, really enrich each other. And I'm looking to see the truth. And I'm looking to see the truth now through you. And prayerfully, you're looking to see the truth through me. and then we all start to see the truth. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
We love you guys. We thank you so much. Prophet, last night I was on a long prayer call after we talked last night, or whatever broadcast it was, Tuesday night. Please call me tomorrow,
oh, yes,
man. I
yes,
need to talk
yes.
to you. Yeah, please call me tomorrow.
Yes,
and
yes.
everybody else
yes,
out there, this is the Now Network. This is the place where you can come and you see how easy we talk with each other and how easily we come into agreement with each other and encourage each other to keep going. Prophetess Lisa, don't wait. Don't
yes.
pat yourself on your back. We are all patting you on your back because you have been
Amen.
Consistent. You have been diligent.
Amen.
And you have been about God's word. And we appreciate you.
Amen. Appreciate you all. Thank you so much.
Yes,
amen.
You,
amen.
Song.
Family,
and,
all
and,
our
and
listeners,
we love
thank
you
for joining us tonight.
Too.
Hey, we love all you guys, but we thank the ones that are here
amen.
Tonight listening. Yes, we are available here at the Now Network. Tuesday nights, Man Up the Movement. Thursday nights, Women Speak Now. Friday mornings, Real Talk with Pastor E. We'll get those time zones to everybody by flyers. Sunday's alternate is the Prophet's Closet on the first and third Sundays. Our anniversary was last week, and we both bounced. But look for him next weekend on Sunday. Prophet Dwayne
issues.
On the Prophet's Closet.
Issues.
Issues. Issues is coming back. Oh, my God. Issues. We dealt with that the other night with the men, and you guys, you should listen to that replay. I think some things
oh
came
God.
Out. My son came on. My son came on. I was like, oh, wait a minute. And we were able to be transparent and let people know where we really stand and we love each other. But it took some issues. We had issues. But God can fix anything.
Yes, he can.
Love
Amen.
You guys. Enjoy your evening. Tell somebody about Jesus.
Amen.
And know it was just for you. Good night,
love
family.
Good night, everybody.
So love
night,
you more.
Love you
hey,
more.
Good night. Much love, family.
Come on, let's have a love fight. Love fight. Love fight.
Love you all.
Love you more.
Love
you.
Let love have its perfect way. Hallelujah.
Love, love you more.
Love. Love you all, beautiful family.
Thank you. sing.
I'm singing, ooh, la, la.
And now my heart is like,
ooh, la, la.
'Cause it was painful like,
ooh,
anybody ever feel like that sometimes?
For you to call this number,
but it's
necessary pain. It's the ingredient for change.
For change.
Even when life may be bittersweet.
Everybody sing.
Just for me.